This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Palestinians trapped in Gaza fear for their lives as Israeli airstrikes continue to pound the sealed-off enclave. According to AP reporter Karen Chamas, the attacks continued on Thursday.
The sound of missiles striking buildings echoed for the 11th day in Gaza. Areas in the south of the enclave, where Israel declared as safe zones, were not safe, as more and more inhabited buildings toppled to the ground. In the southern town of Khan Yunis, a woman holds a body wrapped in a white cloth. "Come back to me, my darling," she cries. Omar Al-Kedra, a relative of those hit, tells the AP, "They evacuated Gaza City in the north and came to Khan Yunis because it was supposed to be safer. Gazans have now come to the realization that nowhere is safe. Over 3,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the siege began, after over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas."
According to the news service Reuters, which is quoting a Hamas-aligned news agency, an Israeli strike killed the head of the Hamas-led National Security Forces, Shahad Meshin. The members of his family also killed in the house. The European Commission on Thursday said it had sent Meta and TikTok a request for information on the measures the companies have taken to comply with obligations related to the spread of disinformation and illegal content following the attacks across Israel by Hamas. The U.S. and British embassies in Beirut Thursday advised citizens to leave Lebanon while flights remain available as border tensions between Israel and Hezbollah intensify over Israel's war with Hamas. They had already warned citizens not to travel there. This is VOA News. Five jailed people in Venezuela, including well-known opposition figures to the government, have been released. The opposition said it happened about midnight on Thursday following an electoral deal with the government of President Nicolas Maduro and Washington's demand that certain prisoners be freed. Ministers from across the European Union on Thursday said that member states must screen migrants and asylum seekers better and expel those deemed a security risk more quickly. This happened after Islamist attacks highlighted the persistent difficulties the EU is having with migration. Interior and Justice ministers were meeting on Thursday in Luxembourg to discuss what steps to take following deadly attacks in Brussels and in France at a time of heightened security concerns also linked to the Israel-Hamas conflict.
We cannot just go to the next day as if nothing happens. This is a momentum. Unfortunately, victims died on our streets in Brussels, victims that were just in Belgium for a happy evening watching a soccer game. And it's my responsibility, together with other members of government and European leaders, to make sure that we do everything we can with a balance of security and privacy, everything we can to avoid that any incident of this kind will happen again.
That's Belgian Interior Minister Annelies Verleden. She's referring to the 45-year-old Tunisian gunman who killed two Swedish football fans in the Belgian capital on Monday. That he was staying there illegally after his asylum request had been denied. Fact checkers in Libya helping sanitize Liberia's media space in an election that political watchers describe as volatile by verifying and dispelling negative claims by political parties. Let's get more on this from Sunu Tord in Monrovia.
In the waterside market in Monrovia, Liberia, fact-checking journalists interview market traders and authorities to verify a riot reported on social media a few hours earlier. They say the news had caused fear and panic and agitated sections of the youth. They found, however, that the social media report was misleading. Another false report, like the ones they say have been flooding Liberia's media landscape during the ongoing election season.
You can see this story in full and others on our website, voanews.com. At your convenience. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.